Thank you for joining us for this podcast from College Church of the Nazarene, University Avenue. The following was recorded live on location in Bourbonnais, Illinois.
Good morning. What a joy to be with you this morning. Wow, what an awesome St. Patrick's Day. Everyone coming in with their flags. This was great. I got to pinch some people this morning. It was so fun. If you want some more this afternoon after the service, we'll be out at the table. Those who aren't wearing green can come by. It's great for us to be with you today. Really a joy. I'm going to be reading three verses from Isaiah 61. If you want to open your Bibles, we'll be reading Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. This is what the word of the Lord says to us this morning. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come. Amen? And with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. And in their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this beautiful service this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you inhabit the praises of your people and that your presence is here. And as we share with this beautiful church what we've seen you do on the other side of the world, would you minister to the point of need that each person has? As the pastor mentioned this morning, some are coming with heavy burdens that no one knows anything about except you, Lord. Some may have hidden sin. Some may have things that they're really struggling with. Others have joy. But Lord, you know us. Would you speak at the point of our need? We're listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Buenos días.
Good morning.
Que el Señor los bendiga.
May the Lord bless you.
Para mí es un gusto estar acá.
For me, it's a joy to be here.
Y yo sé,
and I know,
que el Señor está haciendo cosas muy grandes.
That the Lord is doing great things.
Este tipo de iglesias es una construcción muy única.
This type of church has a very unique construction.
Y para mí es un gusto porque soy constructor.
And for me it's a joy because I'm a builder.
Normalmente las iglesias del Nazareno solo tienen una dirección o son más agrandadas, pero este estilo de cruz.
But most of the times the churches of the Nazarene have just one style or maybe a round, but this cross style
no es normal.
Is not normal.
En una denominación como la nuestra.
In a denomination like ours.
Y ustedes no son una iglesia normal.
And that means that you are not a normal church.
Ustedes son una iglesia única.
You are a unique church.
Y cada una de nuestras iglesias es única.
And actually each one of our churches is unique.
Y el Señor nos tiene en esta comunidad.
And the Lord has us in this community.
Para ser únicos.
To be unique.
Mostrar su amor.
To show his love.
Y glorificar su nombre.
And to glorify his name.
Por eso me siento bendecido.
For that reason I feel so blessed.
Cuando el grupo de alabanza estaba cantando.
When the worship group was singing.
Me quedé sentado.
I sat down.
Y realmente es como que escuché un coro de ángeles.
And I really, it was like I was hearing a choir of angels.
Ustedes cantan muy bonito.
You sing so pretty.
Y realmente me sentí en la presencia de Dios.
And I really felt like I was in God's presence.
Y el párrafo que el pastor leyó.
And the paragraph that the pastor read.
Me llevó a una persona muy necesitada.
Took me to a very needy person.
que está siendo atacada por el diablo,
that is being attacked by the enemy,
y la presencia de Jesús,
and the presence of Jesus,
transforma todo,
transforms everything,
y me llevó a gente con la que no pudimos despedirnos.
It made me think about people that we weren't able to say goodbye to.
Algunos hijos enfermos,
or sick children,
con necesidad,
with needs,
y Dios usa iglesias como esta,
and God uses churches like this one,
para llevar el mensaje de esperanza,
to bring the message of hope.
Así que espero, iglesia,
so I hope, church,
que como dijo la última alabanza,
that like the last worship song that we sang says,
ustedes se den a sí mismo,
that you give yourself away,
para que el Señor los use,
so that the Lord can use you.
Mire, Jesús, Dios busca gente.
God seeks after people.
Inmediatamente después de haber pecado Adán,
as soon as Adam had sinned,
en el Génesis podemos encontrar que Jesús dice a Adán, ¿dónde estás?
We can find that in Genesis God says, Adam, where are you?
Y cuando lo va a buscar,
and when he goes to seek after him,
siempre es para hacerlo una mejor persona.
It's always to make him a better person.
Siempre es para transformar su vida.
It's always with the intention to transform his life.
Siempre es para vestirlo.
It's always to dress him.
Abrazarlo.
To embrace him.
Y una vez que la persona está bien,
and once that person is okay,
así mismo él le pide a esa persona,
he asks that same person,
le comparte su visión,
he shares his vision with that person,
y lo anima a buscar nueva gente.
He encourages him to seek after new people.
A mí me tocó pastorear, o me toca pastorear una iglesia.
It is one of the things that I do is pastor a church.
Que un tiempo fue una iglesia grande.
It used to be a really big church.
Y llamaba la atención.
And it was so attractive.
Y era emblemática.
And it was an emblematic church.
Y realmente era linda ir a esa iglesia.
It was really nice to go visit that church.
Pero unos años después,
but a few years later,
cuando llegamos de Guatemala con mi esposa,
when my wife and I came back from serving in Guatemala,
esa iglesia estaba vacía.
That church was empty.
Tenía cuatro personas.
It had four people.
Costaba mucho mantener el edificio.
It was really difficult to maintain the building that it had.
El superintendente me dijo, mira, me parece que vamos a tener que deshacernos de este
so
edificio.
So the district superintendent said, listen, I think we're going to have to sell this building.
Y me pegó fuerte.
And it hit me so hard.
Porque cuando se cierra una iglesia,
because when a church is closed,
hay un mensaje de salvación que no va a ser predicado en esa comunidad.
There's a message of salvation that will not be preached in that community.
Hay un mensaje de santidad que no va a llegar a los niños, a la gente.
There is a message of holiness that will not reach those people, those children.
Hay una misión que no va a ser completada.
And there's a mission that will not be completed.
Y me pegó fuerte.
And it hit me so hard.
Entonces le dije al pastor, déjame pastorear y ver qué pasa en un año.
So I said to the superintendent, well, let me pastor it and see what happens in a year.
Y ya de entrada le digo que yo soy un muy mal pastor.
So from the get-go, I just want to let you know that I'm a terrible pastor.
A mí me salen muy bien los errores.
All the mistakes come really easily for me.
Así que estaba intentando.
But I was trying.
Y yeah. Pero lo cierto es que intenté.
But I tried.
Y con algunas decisiones muy comunes, muy básicas y de sentido común,
with some very basic common sense decisions,
la gente empezó a venir.
People started coming to church again.
En Argentina nos gusta mucho la carne asada.
In Argentina we really like cooked, like we look like grilled steak.
Y cuando hay humo,
and we say that when there's smoke,
la gente viene,
then people come.
Así que empezó a haber un poco de humo,
so there was a little bit of smoke in the church,
y empezó a venir gente,
and people started coming.
Y yo estaba muy contento,
and I was really happy.
Ahora, déjenme decirles algo.
Now let me tell you something.
El barrio donde nos toca ministrar no es el mejor.
The neighborhood that we have to minister in is not the best.
Donde está la iglesia es más o menos lindo.
Where the church is okay.
Pero por los tiempos pasaron y se puso feo el barrio.
But as time passed, the neighborhood around it got a little ugly.
Y la gente empezó a tomar las propiedades.
And people started to squat on some of the properties.
Y muchos trabajan ahí vendiendo harina.
And many work around that area selling flour.
No para hacer tortillas.
Not to make tortillas.
La otra harina.
The other kind of flour.
Y como muchos de estos hombres están presos,
and since many of the men are in jail,
las mujeres se quedan solas,
the women are left alone,
y muchas de ellas,
and many of them,
salen a trabajar con polleritas muy cortas,
go out to work with very short skirts on,
toda la noche,
all night.
¿Me entienden?
You understand?
Okay.
Okay.
Y como resultado de eso,
as a result of that,
hay muchos niños,
there's lots of kids,
que se crían solos,
that are raised by themselves,
de 2, 4, 8, 10 años,
4, 8, 10 years old,
y al criarse solo,
and since they're raised by themselves,
el futuro de esa ciudad será peor,
the future of that city will be worse,
porque los ejemplos que tienen son negativos,
because the examples that they have are negative.
Y es muy común cargar una pistola a una edad muy joven.
It's very normal for a young person to have a gun.
Y los pisos son de tierra de las casas.
The homes have dirt floors.
Las paredes de los materiales que se encuentran.
The walls out of whatever material they can find.
El techo llueve.
The roof leaks.
La policía no se mete ahí.
The police doesn't go into some of those neighborhoods.
Y es una ciudad privada. Es una zona privada.
It's a private neighborhood.
Sin luz, sin
agua. It doesn't have lights. It doesn't have water.
O sea, es muy complicado.
It's very complicated. He made a joke, but it's a pun, so I couldn't translate it. So I'm so sorry.
You got it.
Anyway, it's.
lo cierto es que es una zona difícil. ¿Me entienden? ¿Me explico?
Do I explain myself? It's a very difficult area, some of those neighborhoods.
Pero estaba viendo humo.
But there was smoke.
Y la gente venía.
And people were coming.
Y nosotros estábamos creciendo como iglesia.
We were growing as a church.
Y yo estaba predicando un muy buen sermón.
And one Sunday I was preaching a very good sermon.
Y la gente empezó a venir.
And people started coming.
Y llegó este matrimonio.
And a couple walked in.
De Guillermo y Diana.
Guillermo and Diana.
Y se sentaron ahí adelante.
And they sat down in front.
Y yo los conocía.
And I knew them.
Eran gente de otra iglesia del Nazareno.
They were from another Nazarene church.
Líderes importantes.
They were important leaders in that church.
Y no me gustó que viniera.
And I was not happy to see them.
Ya les dije, soy un mal pastor.
I already told you I'm a bad pastor.
Y yo quiero crecer con gente nueva.
I want to grow with new people.
No le quiero robar gente, líderes importantes a otra congregación.
I don't want to steal important leaders from other congregations.
Entonces, terminé de predicar este sermón fantástico.
So I finished preaching this fantastic sermon.
Y me escapé por la primera puerta que encontré.
And I ran away through the back door.
Sin saludar.
Without greeting them.
Ya les dije que soy un mal pastor.
I told you I was a bad pastor.
Domingo siguiente.
The next Sunday.
Estaba predicando un lindo sermón también.
I was preaching a beautiful sermon again.
Y este matrimonio se vuelve a sentar ahí.
And this young couple comes and sits down there again.
Dos veces.
Two times.
Qué cosa.
Oh man.
Terminó el sermón.
I finished the sermon.
Y me escapé por la otra puerta.
And I ran out the other back door.
Domingo siguiente.
The next Sunday.
Estaba predicando un buen sermón.
I was preaching a good sermon.
Y vienen y se sientan ahí adelante.
And they
tempranito,
come,
ahí listo, mirándome.
And sit down really early, looking at me, really eager.
Uy, ya es un problema.
Oh, this is such a problem.
Así que estaba ahí, lo miraba. Yo seguía predicando. Y cuando terminó, bajé rápido, le di la mano y dije, tengo una reunión de juntas y me escapé.
So I was preaching and we kept making eye contact. And so as soon as the sermon was done, I went down and I shook their hand really fast and I said, I have a board meeting, and I escaped.
Y el lunes llamé al papá.
That Monday I called the dad.
Guillermo.
Guillermo,
tu hijo Guillermo,
your son Guillermo,
está viniendo a la iglesia,
is coming to our church.
Yo no lo invité.
I didn't invite him.
No hice nada para que él venga.
I didn't do anything to have him come.
Del otro lado,
on the other end of the line,
el papá se puso a llorar.
The father started to cry.
Y empezó a alabar a Dios.
And he started worshiping God.
Y yo no me esperaba eso.
And I was not expecting that.
¿Y qué pasó, Guille?
I said, "What's going on, Guille?"
Y me dice, "Yo hace 6 meses que estoy orando."
He said, "I've been praying for 6 months."
Y ayunando.
And fasting.
Para que mi hijo vuelva al Señor.
So that my son would come back to the
Ellos
Lord.
Ellos están por separar.
They're about to have a divorce.
Tienen un montón de problemas.
They have so many problems.
Y queremos que venga con mi esposa. Estamos orando y ayunando y esta es la respuesta de Dios.
And my wife and I have been praying and fasting and this is the answer that God has brought.
Yo no le quise decir que no lo había saludado.
I didn't want to tell him that I hadn't greeted them.
Pero dije, okay.
I said, okay.
Ahora que tengo tu bendición,
now that I have your blessing,
lo voy a invitar.
I will work with them.
Así que el domingo siguiente estaba predicando un muy buen sermón.
So the next Sunday I was preaching a really good sermon.
Y no venían.
And they didn't show up.
Y no venían.
And they didn't show up.
Y después llegaron.
Finally they showed up.
Un poquito tarde, son latinos.
A little bit late, they're Latinos.
Y parece que habían tenido una discusión, no sé.
And it looked like they had had some type of discussion.
Y después del sermón,
and after the sermon,
me acerqué a ellos y los saludé.
I went up to them and I greeted them.
Y dice, pastor, pensé que no nos quería ver.
And he said, "Oh, pastor, I thought you didn't want to greet us."
Bueno, no hay problema.
No,
pero
no, no
dime,
problem.
¿Qué te anda pasando?
And I said, "What's going on?"
Y me dice, mire, pasa esto, esto, esto.
And they said, "Listen, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening."
Así que rápido me di cuenta.
So quickly I realized
que teníamos que ir a un cuartito que tenemos en el fondo los pastores nazarenos en Argentina.
That we had to take them to the little room that we have, we pastors in Argentina have in the back of our sanctuary.
Hey, que tenemos como un bat de baseball.
We have a baseball bat there.
Y cuando pasa alguien,
and when someone goes into the back room,
le entramos a dar y a dar y a dar.
I don't need to even need to translate that.
Lo cierto es que hay cosas importantes.
But the truth is that there's important things.
Que acá nosotros las tomamos normalmente,
that maybe here we think are normal,
pero en el mundo afuera,
but in the world outside,
son nuevas,
they're new,
son diferentes,
different.
Es que el mundo de afuera no sabe diferenciar de lo correcto de lo incorrecto,
because the world outside doesn't know the difference between right and wrong.
Pero como nosotros tenemos la palabra de Dios,
but since we have the word of God,
y por años la seguimos,
and for years we've followed that,
es normal ver los resultados.
It's normal to see these results.
Sin embargo, cuando uno vive sin Cristo,
however, when you live without Christ,
su vida cae en el pecado,
your life falls into sin,
y vive como el endemoniado ganadero,
and you live like the demon-possessed man.
Y es terrible.
And it's terrible.
Y una de las cosas que tuvimos que dar y hablar o discipular,
and one of the things that we really had to talk and disciple about,
tiene que ver con una tarjetita de plástico.
Was about that little plastic card.
Sí, que uno hace zip y le dan cosas.
That you go zip and you get things.
Pero si uno hace zip 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 zip.
But if you go zip 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 zip.
Usted va a tener una deuda muy grande.
You're gonna have a very big debt.
Y va a ser un problema.
And it's going to be a problem.
Y el esposo va a estar trabajando mucho.
And the husband is going to be working a whole bunch.
Y la esposa va a estar sola con su televisor grande.
And the wife is going to be alone with her big old television.
Y la iglesia tiene que mostrar los valores cristianos de cómo manejar la economía.
And the church has to show the Christian values of how to manage our economy.
Hay mucha gente muy endeudada.
There are many people that are really in debt.
Porque no siguen los principios bíblicos.
Because they don't follow the biblical principles.
Otra cosa que tuvimos que hablar.
Another thing that we had to talk to them about.
Es el matrimonio.
Is about marriage.
El matrimonio.
Marriage.
Es para un hombre y una mujer.
Is for a man and a woman.
Que viven en total confianza.
That live in complete trust.
Y fidelidad.
And faithfulness.
Y cuando uno no respeta esa norma.
And when you don't respect that norm.
Destruye su propia familia.
You destroy your own family.
Y toma tanto tiempo construirla.
It takes so long to build it.
Y ellos se habían tomado algunas libertades.
And they had taken on some freedoms.
y estaba en el punto del divorcio.
And they were about to get a divorce.
Dios hizo el matrimonio.
God made marriage.
Para bendecir al hombre.
To bless man.
Y a la mujer.
And to bless woman.
Porque no es bueno que el hombre y la mujer estén solos.
But because it's not good for us to be alone.
Otra cosa que tuvimos que hablar.
Another thing that we had to talk about.
La crianza de los hijos.
Was how to raise your kids.
Y acá podemos hablar de muchas cosas.
And here we can talk about a lot of things.
Pero el Señor tiene un plan para nuestros hijos.
But the Lord has a plan for our children.
No tenemos que tener miedo de criar un hijo.
We don't have to be afraid of raising a child.
Pero lo que sí tenemos que saber.
But what we do have to know.
Es que tenemos que caminar en el plan de Dios.
Is that we have to walk in God's plan.
Y cuando ellos empezaron a poner todas estas cosas como obra en
and
sus
when,
vidas,
and when they started applying all of these principles
en el
in their life,
donde estaban,
in the neighborhood where they live,
empezaron a ser diferentes.
They started to be different.
Y empezaron a modelar el evangelio.
And they started to model the gospel. I'm not doing that.
Y la gente lo estaba viendo.
And people were watching them.
Y era diferente.
And they were different.
Y querían lo que ellos tenemos.
And they want what we have.
Si mostramos a un Cristo,
if we show a Christ,
como él es,
just as he is,
la gente lo va a querer.
People want that.
Y ellos empezaron a modelar ese evangelio.
And they started to model that gospel.
Entonces empezaron a golpear la puerta.
And so they started to, people started knocking on their door.
Dice, ¿por qué tu casa ya no hay un piso de tierra?
They're asking, why do you not have a dirt floor anymore?
Oh, empezamos a seguir la palabra de Dios.
Oh, we started following the word of God.
Y los niños empezaron a ver el cambio.
And the children in the neighborhood started to see the change.
Era de cemento.
Now their walls were made out of cement.
El techo no llovía.
Their roof wasn't leaking anymore.
Había un lavarropa para lavar ropa.
There was now a washing machine to wash their clothes.
Y empezaron a cambiar su barrio.
And they started to change in
su
their
situación.
Neighborhood. Their situation changed.
Y Dios empezó a obrar.
And God started to work.
Entonces me acercaron a mí y me dijeron, "Pastor, ¿qué hacemos?"
And so they came up to me and they said, "Pastor, what do we do?"
Y muéstrenle la palabra.
And with all these kids, well, show them the word.
Ahí aprendieron ustedes.
That's where you learn.
Ahora, su casa no es muy grande.
Now their house isn't very big.
Creo que entran dos o tres casas en esta plataforma.
I think in this platform, two or three houses would fit.
Pero en esa pequeña casa,
but in that little tiny house,
empezaron a venir niños,
children from the neighborhood started
todos los días,
coming every day,
de distintas edades,
different ages,
y ellos empezaron a compartir a Cristo,
and they started sharing about Christ,
y estaban tan contentos,
and they were so happy,
que habían hecho un grupo a las 5 de la tarde del lunes, a las 5 de la tarde del martes, el miércoles, jueves, viernes,
they,
sábado,
they had formed a small group with different kids at on Mondays at 5 p.m., on Tuesdays at 5 p.m., on Wednesdays at 5 p.m., on Thursdays at all week.
A la noche a las 8 venían las madres, los adolescentes.
At 8 o'clock at night, the teenagers would come one day, the mothers would come another day.
Y estaban cambiando su comunidad.
And they were starting to change their community.
Y los niños estaban yendo a esa iglesia,
and
a esa casa.
Children were going to that house.
Pero había cosas que no iban a funcionar mucho tiempo.
But there were things that weren't going to work for very long.
Así que se me ocurrió una idea.
So I had a great idea.
Ya le dije que soy un mal pastor.
I already told you I'm a bad pastor.
Y digo, vamos a buscar un colectivo.
Let's get a bus.
Y el colectivo traía a los niños a la iglesia.
And we'll bring the children to church.
Y cuando llegaba el colectivo,
and so when the bus would pull up,
estábamos predicando un lindo sermón.
I would be preaching a beautiful sermon.
Y venían los pibes y escuchaba boom 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 boom.
And the children would unload from the bus, and we would hear boom 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 boom.
Y claro, mi expectativa era que entren al templo y se sienten ahí.
Of course, my expectation was that they would come into the service and they would sit down in the empty seats.
Y entraban corriendo.
But they would come running in.
Y yo estaba acá predicando y seguían corriendo y se iban directo a la batería.
And I would be preaching and they would run in and they'd go straight to the drums.
Y directo al piano.
And straight to the piano.
Y a la guitarra.
And straight to the guitar.
Y yo estaba predicando.
And I'd be preaching.
Y atrás escuchaba música de fondo.
And we would hear background music.
Bling, 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 dun, 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 dun.
Bling, 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 dun, 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 dun.
Los ujieres de la iglesia,
the ushers in the church,
estaban como arqueros tratando
were like goalies.
Algunos se creían Picasso.
Some of the kids thought they were Picasso.
Y con los crayones escribían las iglesias y ponían Juanita ama Pedro.
And with the crayons they would write on the church wall saying Juanita loves Pedro.
Yo empecé a soñar de agarrar duct tape y colgarlos.
I started dreaming of wrapping them in duct tape and hanging them up.
2 horas de escuela dominical.
2 hours of Sunday school.
Y toda la semana llamándome a mí, pastor, mire, pasó esto, pasó esto, pasó esto.
Meant the board would be calling me all week, pastor, this happened, pastor, this happened, pastor, what are we going to do about this?
En las escuelas dominicales los niños se peleaban.
In the Sunday school classes,
eran muy violentos y agresivos.
The children would fight. They're very violent. They're very aggressive.
Algunos fumaban cosas, niños pequeños.
Small children would smoke things.
Difícil.
It was so hard.
Yo ya iba a renunciar a todo.
I was ready to quit everything.
Y vino Diana con este testimonio.
When Diana came to tell me this testimony.
Y estaba una niña del grupo.
One of the children in this group.
Se estaba yendo a la escuela un día común.
Was going to school on a weekday.
Vio a su vecina regando las plantas y una camioneta blanca que le llamó la atención.
Her name is Janet, and she saw her neighbor watering her plants, and she saw a van that kind of got her attention.
Le dio escalofrío, no la conocía, pero dijo, estoy en mi barrio, ¿qué me van a hacer?
She got a little afraid because she didn't know the people in that van, but she said, well, I'm in my neighborhood, what's going to happen?
Ahí mismo dos hombres salieron de la camioneta, la agarraron, la ataron de pie y mano, le pusieron algo en la boca. Y la tiraron adentro de la camioneta.
At that moment, two men got out of the van. They grabbed her, they put tied her hands, her feet, and put tape on her mouth and threw her in the back of the van.
Y la camioneta se fue a la fuga.
And the van took off.
Adentro de la camioneta, Janet vio a una niña como de 5 años. Janet tenía 9 años.
Janet saw in the back of the van another little girl about 5 years old. Janet was 9 at that time.
Y la niña llorando adentro en la misma situación.
The little 5-year-old was also crying and she was also tied up.
Entonces ella empezó a orar a Dios y a pedir que el Señor la libere.
So Janet started praying to God and asking him to set them free.
Y entonces empezó a sacarse una mano y otra mano y los pies y el bozal y la de la niña.
She started to try to untie herself and she was able to untie herself and take her tape off of her mouth, and then she started untying the other little girl.
Y le enseñó a la niña en la camioneta a orar y a pedirle a Dios que las libere.
And as they were back there, she taught that little girl how to pray, and they both started praying that God would set them free.
Y las dos niñas de 9 y 5 años abrazadas detrás de la camioneta, que Dios las libere.
A 9-year-old and a 5-year-old embraced in the back of this van, praying God set us free.
En ese momento la camioneta a toda velocidad ya lejos de la casa chocó.
The van was going very quickly. It was already far away from their homes and all of a sudden it crashed.
Y cuando chocó la puerta se movió.
And when it crashed the back door moved.
Janet agarró la niña, le dio una patada a la puerta y se fueron corriendo.
Janet grabbed the little girl, she kicked open that back door and she started to run.
Y empezó a correr y los dos hombres que estaban discutiendo con el otro auto se dieron cuenta.
And she just ran as fast as she could and the two men who were arguing with the other driver realized what was happening.
Uno se subió a la camioneta, el otro salió corriendo.
One got in the van and the other started running behind them.
Como Janet los vio, empezó a ir por lugares donde la camioneta no podía ir.
Since Janet saw them, she started running down alleyways where the van couldn't go.
Y el que iba corriendo atrás parece que tenía mi estado físico.
And the one that was running on foot, I guess, had my physical condition.
No corrió mucho.
He didn't run very far.
Y ellos se pudieron escapar.
The girls were able to escape.
Y ella corrió y corrió y corrió.
Janet ran and ran and ran.
Y llegó a la casa de la otra niña.
She got to the neighborhood of the other little girl.
Y la dejó, le explicó a la madre y se fue corriendo hasta su casa.
She left the little girl in her house. She explained what had happened to the mother and she ran to her house.
Cuando llegó a la casa,
when she got to her home,
se puso a llorar en la cocina.
She put her head down on the table and started to cry.
Y venía su mamá.
And her mom came home.
De trabajar toda la noche.
After working all night.
Y le dice, Janet.
And she says, Janet,
¿qué haces aquí?
What are you doing here?
Tú tendrías que estar en la escuela.
You need to be in school.
Y le cuenta todo lo que usted ya sabe.
So Janet told her everything that you already know.
Y esta mujer se enojó.
And this woman got furious.
¡Qué sociedad de porquería!
What a terrible society we live in.
¿Por qué vivimos así?
Why do we have to live like this?
Y empezó a insultar.
And she started to swear.
Beep, beep, beep.
Beep, beep, beep.
Y en ese momento, con todos los gritos, Diana escuchó.
And with all the screaming fit, Diana heard.
En esas paredes se escucha.
And you hear everything through those walls.
Y entonces Diana llegó.
So Diana arrived at the door.
Dice, ¿qué pasa?
And she said, "What's going on?"
Y la mujer se la agarró con ella y ¡vos y tu iglesia!
And so this woman started taking it out on Diana. You and your church.
Y tu Dios.
And your God.
La tienen que proteger.
He has to protect
y
them.
Beep,
and beep, beep, beep.
Diana no sabía qué decir.
Diana didn't know what to say.
Y Janet se levantó y le dijo, "Mamá, no digas eso."
But Janet stood up and said, "Mom, don't talk like that."
Yo sé.
I know.
¿Por qué Dios me llevó a esa camioneta?
Why God took me to the back of that van?
¿Por qué puede ser que un Dios amoroso quiera eso?
Why would a loving God want that?
Janet dijo, porque Dios me llevó a esa camioneta para liberar a la niña de 5 años que estaba dentro de esa camioneta.
God took me to the back of that van so that I could set the other little 5-year-old girl free.
Qué bárbaro, ¿no?
Wow.
Interesante.
Very interesting.
Su clase de escuela dominical parecía una clase de boxeo.
Her Sunday school classes were more like boxing matches.
Pero esta niña entendió todo.
However, this little girl understood everything.
Entendió que era necesario ir hasta el lugar y buscar a alguien que estaba perdido.
She understood.
Y nosotros somos los usados para liberar.
She understood that it was necessary to go into the situation that others have to set them free, and God wants to use us.
El Dios verdadero,
the real God,
se metió en un pesebre,
was born in a manger,
y nos liberó a nosotros,
and set us free.
Y ese mismo Dios,
and that same God,
le pidió a esa niña,
asked this little girl,
que hiciera eso. El pastor la quería colgar, los hermanos la querían atajar, pero Dios tenía un propósito con ella.
To do that. You know, the pastor wanted to hang her up, the ushers wanted to tackle her, but God had a purpose for her life.
Voy a ir cerrando con esto.
I want to go ahead and start wrapping up.
Pero la camioneta,
the van,
volvió a ese barrio,
came back to that neighborhood,
y buscaban chicas de 15 años,
now looking for 15-year-old girls,
y eran 4 hombres,
there were 4 men this time,
y estaban ahí forcejeando con las 2 niñas,
and they were there struggling with 2 of our Sunday school girls,
y empezaron a gritar,
and they started screaming.
La policía no vino.
The police didn't come.
Los padres estaban todos drogados.
The fathers were all on drugs.
Las madres cansadas.
The moms
por
were
trabajar toda la noche.
Tired after working all night.
Y los niños empezaron a venir.
But the children started coming out.
De 2, 4, 8, 10
años. 2, 4, 10-year-olds.
Y empezaron a pelear con estos hombres.
And they started fighting these 4 men.
A rajuñarlos,
scratching
a morderlos.
Them, biting them.
Y muchos de nuestros niños salieron golpeados.
And many of our kids were hurt.
Empezaron a tirar piedras.
They started throwing stones at them.
Y 3 de estos hombres con una camioneta completamente destruida se fueron.
Finally, 3 of the 4 men with their van totally trashed were able to get in the van and take off.
Uno quedó tirado en el piso en una zanja.
But one was left lying in a ditch.
Con un montón de niños saltando
with
arriba.
A whole bunch of children jumping on top of them.
Y estaba el líder del grupo,
and the ringleader of these kids,
listo para tirarle y reventarle la cabeza a uno de
ellos, picked up a stone to hit him over the head and kill him.
Y en el momento que iba a tirar,
and it, when he was about to do it,
dice que Dios le habló,
he felt like God talked
to
him. Yo
te perdoné a ti.
I forgave you.
También lo voy a perdonar a él.
I can also forgive him.
Entonces agarró y tiró la piedra.
So he threw the stone aside.
Y dejó que este hombre viva.
And he let this man live.
Y con los 40 niños lo agarró.
And with the 40 children, they picked him up.
Lo llevaron a la comisaría.
And they dragged him to the police station.
Y ahí hicieron todas las declaraciones.
And they did all the declarations.
Con una buena llamada.
With a good phone call.
2 horas.
2 hours later.
Este hombre se fue a su casa.
This man went home.
Esa es la justicia de los humanos.
That's human justice.
Pero la justicia de mi Dios.
But God's justice.
Es una justicia diferente.
It's a different type of justice.
No, no es un bat de béisbol.
It's not a baseball bat.
Pero es como una espada de 2 filos.
It's like a double-edged sword.
Que toca.
That touches.
Y llega hasta el corazón.
And reaches the heart.
Y cambia un corazón de un adolescente.
And changes a teenage heart.
para que no corra con la vida de una
persona. So that he doesn't have the guilt of the life of a man on his conscience the rest of his life.
Pero que él pueda servir a Cristo.
But he could serve Christ.
Y hoy es una persona diferente.
And today he's a different person.
Mire, Guillermo y Diana.
Listen, Guillermo and Diana.
Son dos personas.
Are two people.
Que no vienen del mejor barrio.
That don't come from the best neighborhood.
Pero la misma sangre.
But the same blood.
Y el mismo pan.
And the same bread.
Que los tocó a ustedes.
That has touched you.
Los tocó a ellos.
Touched them as well.
El mismo milagro en la cruz.
The same miracle on the cross.
Hoy el Espíritu Santo.
Today the Holy Spirit.
Está trabajando.
Is working.
En Argentina.
In Argentina.
Y hoy el Espíritu Santo.
And today the Holy Spirit.
Está trabajando aquí.
Is working here.
Dios no se olvidó de nadie.
God has not forgotten anyone.
No nos olvidemos de Dios.
Let's not forget him.
Hoy Guillermo está presidiendo la Santa Cena.
Today Guillermo is leading communion in Argentina.
Y hoy nuestro pastor con mucha experiencia va a estar dirigiéndonos.
Our pastor with so much experience is going to be leading us in communion.
Pero el sacrificio de Jesucristo.
But the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
Es para buscar y liberar a los cautivos.
Is to seek and save and set free those who are captive.
Ustedes tienen una gran nación.
You have a great nation.
Tienen una gran cultura.
You have a great culture.
La salvación de Estados Unidos.
And the salvation of the United States.
No viene de los montes.
Doesn't come from the mountains.
No viene de un partido.
Doesn't come from the political parties.
Viene de parte del Señor.
It comes from the Lord.
Y una iglesia.
And a church.
Que predica el evangelio.
That preaches the gospel.
A tiempo.
In good season.
Y afuera de
and
tiempo.
And out of season.
Seamos fieles a Dios.
Let's be faithful to God.
Dios nos quiere usar.
God wants to use us.
Y hoy más que nunca.
Today more than ever.
Pastor.
You've been listening to a podcast from College Church of the Nazarene, University Avenue. If you care to join us for worship, we meet each Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. at 200 University Avenue in Bourbonnais, Illinois. We also offer a full range of activities, classes, small group meetings, and events throughout the week. For a complete list of what's going on at College Church, or for more information on how you can get involved, please go to www.collegechurch.org.